our son. He was devoured by earth. There was a God. They call him the Father. There was a
good evening. Welcome to Healing Our Brokenness, episode 40, entitled Get Out. Temptation is one of those things that can sneak up on you out of nowhere. And it helps us to get a bigger sense of the difference between seeing something and looking at something. When it comes to temptation in certain areas, and those areas being whatever our strongholds are, just when we think we've got that area under control, then Satan comes right back in a different way with the same issue. And a lot of times it will be when you are already struggling with something else that he will sneak the issue you thought that you were completely done with right up in your face for you to deal with at that particular time. And it'll be definitely when you're going through a trial or you're not feeling well. And when we get to the point of noticing the difference between seeing and looking at something, it helps us to discern whether we should stay around or just get out. Back in the day when I was caught up in my shopping madness, I would see everything that was in the store. I'm looking at it. And it was usually after I had already purchased everything that I was going to buy. And standing at the register there, I had just finished purchasing, or either I was in the process of purchasing things, when lo and behold, I would see something that would catch my eye and think about how nice that would go with what it was that I had already purchased, or with something else that I had at home, or something else that the kids had at home. And then the next thing you know, I would go back and get that item. And before that process even started, there would be certain things going on in my system, certain feelings that would already indicate to me, you need to get out. And instead of paying attention to my body and realizing what was going on, no, that would have been too much, like, right, as my grandmother would have said, I would end up going back and looking at whatever and then really getting my seeing going on with that item and then purchasing it and coming out the store dealing with anxiety. I overspent. And I had let temptation come in and I had taken the bait from Satan. My time of escape was right after my first view of the item. That was my time of escape. And unfortunately, I did not take that small little window. And that's usually what happens when Satan comes in our face with whatever issues, addictions, etc., that we're struggling with. There's a small window, a small get out window. Get out of the store quick, fast, and in a hurry. Get out of the bar quick, fast, and in a hurry. Put the cigarettes down quick, fast, and in a hurry. Whatever it is, it's our stronghold. We have a small window usually. but we ignore that small window, and then the next thing you know, it's too late. God's word gives us an example after example of this happening. While we're in our minds going, no, that's not going to happen to me. I'm under control. And we can feel the adrenaline in our body. We can taste or smell or feel the whole pleasure of whatever it is that is tempting us. But we're still thinking, no, I got it under control. And so just when we think we have it under control, Satan's also saying he has it under control as far as how relentless he will be until we are right back into that thing. All of the feelings are going to come back. And that's usually right there that's serving as a warning, but we ignore that. It's not usually we go from point A to point Z. There's somewhere in the middle that we are often missing. And what happened with Joseph, when he had been elevated in power by Pharaoh, who was his master, that was quickly taken away because Potiphar's wife decided that she wanted Joseph for herself. However, Joseph didn't take her up on the offer. He didn't play the game. And instead of him even trying to figure out, oh no, this is not going to go well, or maybe it will, or maybe it won't, or I'm okay, he took off running, and she tore a piece of his clothing off as he took off running. Maybe it was that he took off running really fast and it happened. Whatever the case, he took off running. He did not stop to try to decide whether he was going to be able to handle it or not. As the scripture says, we need to flee. Flee. And in 1 Corinthians 10, 11 through 14, it says these things happen to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Dear God, thank you for giving us things and people to enjoy. Please help us with the spirit of discernment when we have had enough and we're towing the line between trying to figure things out and leaving. We pray that you would help us to know when to get out of these situations, Lord. And we ask all of these things in your holy and precious name. Amen. And if healing our brokenness is making a difference in your life, I am asking you to write an iTunes review, tag a friend on social media to pray for us, and that you would continue to listen with open hearts and open minds as to whatever it is that God puts on our hearts. And my one line for you tonight is, let's not even stop to think about it when temptation comes and the feelings arise. Get out. Until next time, God bless.
To places to learn instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without his grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? Store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they take up the cross high again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. love that refines. Again.